Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Grand Futures, well, round and round we go where we stop. You know, hey, can somebody tell me? Nonetheless, the grain trade sharply higher overnight. The corn challenging Sunday night's highs. Soybeans as well within a penny or so. New crop corn, new crop soybeans made new recovery highs for the week, while the wheat futures also were in tow up around a dime in many cases. But that ended, of course, as the day session comes. Here comes the selling vigilantes and crude oil, which was the impetus of why we pushed higher there, got up to $77.98 early this morning. That took out the Sunday night high by a few bucks, but now it's back under $75. Still up $3 in the day, but we're at $74.42, taking kind of the steam off of that, and that brought about, you know, backing off of the biofuel buying side of the equation on the grain trade, but still corn is fractionally higher. Beans are a few pennies higher at the moment after kind of dilly-dallying with the lower side here a little while ago on the session because, you know, it's another new night coming. And what else is going to come to our theater of concern as far as trading is concerned? So with that, rains are going to be occurring over the dry areas of the southern plains. So the wheat market contends with that. And there are some rains also occurring down in Argentina, where it's dry, trying to finish that crop up. But that doesn't seem to be the point. The point right now is China going to buy our beans or not? We sold some corn to an unknown destination this morning, over 200,000 metric tons. Maybe that's China. And the bean trade, it's just walking on ice, waiting to see if they will buy. But the thing is, look at the calendar. It's March 3rd. President Trump doesn't go over until March 31st. We might have to wait another two more weeks yet. So more eggshell walking for the bears to continue to worry about, that beans can continue to catch a bid if crude oil goes back up again. Speaking of crude oil, part of the reason for softening today is that it's been announced that President Trump looking at two scenarios to help avoid spiking in oil prices. The Straits of Hormuz is not closed. It likely will not get closed, but nobody's transversing it right now out of fear of something happening. So there's talk of A, U.S. backstopping the insurance, so insurance is not so doubled expensive to go through the Straits of Hormuz with these big tankers, and releasing some oil from the strategic reserve, which he has been filling since entering the presidency after President Biden was draining it during most of his term. And at the end of his term, he was trying to start to fill it again a little bit. But nonetheless, that took kind of the edge off of things as hostilities continue over there. The Navy has been decimated by Iran. All of the Middle East is unified against Iran. The Air Force from Iran pretty much shot. What they got eliminated is all these drones that they have in capacity, and the manufacture of drones in the country need to be annihilated. And then all that's left is the army, and then there's nothing left. And after 47 years of terror and 47 years of always worrying about the Middle East rising up because of Iran doing something, nobody agrees with Iran in the Middle East anymore, and they would like to see that country change as well, become something like Bahrain or the United Arab Emirates, and not necessarily Saudi Arabia, who still is ruled by a monarch or a king, but anyway, where people can vote and girls can go to school. And so with that, crude oil higher on the session, but back just under Sunday night highs. That leaves the grain trade mostly firm. We have soybeans May up 3 cents at 11.67, July up 2 3/4, 11.79 3/4, new crop November up a quarter, 11.29, in the corn May up a quarter, actually up a half right now, 4.46 1/4. May, July is up 1 1/4, 4.45 1/2. New crop December up 3/4, 4.70 3/4. We are within pennies of the best price you ever could have sold new crop corn or new crop beans. That's because, you know, urea just got really expensive and could be hard to get a hold of. And given current economics and farming, nobody's really worrying about putting on maximum input costs for this year. And so we'll see how that plays out. But new crop grain has that concern. Over in the wheat trade, May Chicago is off 4 3/4 cents, 5.72 1/2, while Kansas is up 1 1/2, 5.76 1/4, as we twist that spread out again. May Minneapolis up 2 1/4, 6.12 1/4. September up 2 1/2, 6.43 3/4. December Minneapolis wheat up 2 3/4 at 6.57 1/4. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast. You need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. Now, as we look over at the cattle trade, the box beef is showing a big jump today, up $1.53 on select, choice up $6.60. But the trade is not explosive because overnight, small amounts of cattle sold in Texas and Kansas for $2.38. That's down $6 from last week's Friday's trade. And so the board's recovering alongside of a stock market recovering, but it's not too crazy excited about it. Right now, we are higher. April contract up $1.32 at $2.34.40. June up $1.10, $2.30.75. August gaining 77 cents, $2.28.95. Feeder cattle March, the index is down $2.23 today. We're at $369.59. That index has now dropped $6 over the past week, but the one day is $360.54. That's down $15. Feeders for March, $357.80, up 52. April up 32 cents, $353.65. August up 25 cents, $349.62. In the hogs, April gaining 22 cents, $95.80. June up 10, $109.57. And the metals, vicious. We were down $300 at one time this morning on the gold market. Almost half that has been recovered here almost in the meantime. Through all the chaos of the trading this morning, we have gold presently down $169. At $5,143. May silver down $4.72. It was down like $8 this morning. We're at $84.17. Dollar index hit a high of $99.65. Now it's at $98.97, up 63 cents. Bitcoin recovering. March contract, it's only down $410 now at $69,007. And crude oil, April contract, up $3 right now, $74.24. High was $77.98. Gasoline up 6¾ cents a gallon, $2.44. But diesel fuel, at one time last night, it was up 46 cents. Now it's up 25½ cents at $3.15. Any questions? You can certainly find us, especially a free 30-day look at our newsletter and our morning commentary information on the marketplace. Go to heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider us carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.